USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
United States Coast Guard is dealing with a suspected human smuggling venture out of the Bahamas. The Coast Guard was searching throughout the night for 39 people whose boat sank off of Florida's coast about 45 miles east of Fort Pierce. That's north of West Palm Beach. The latest accident follows another ill-fated crossing last week when 32 people whose boat capsized west of Bimini were rescued. Russian television goes propaganda. NATO is scrambling to strengthen its eastern flank. Western governments have warned of crippling economic sanctions if Russia invades Ukraine. Well over 100,000 Russian troops are now massed at their border with Ukraine. Russian state television claims what threat last night and adds Western panic is fueling the tensions by arming the Ukraine. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the lectern.
Our preferred path is diplomacy, and we can't predict where the mind of President Putin is. We've certainly seen aggressive actions and preparations increasing at the border.
USA Radio News.
Hey, Gary, we need that tax report by tomorrow. Hey, Bobby, give me that expenses.
For Hari's accounting firm, client growth is exponential.
We're a couple of accountants short.
He needs WhipSmart accountants at whiplash speed.
Hey, so why aren't these receivables matching up?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
President Biden meets with private sector CEOs to discuss the ways Build Back Better agenda will grow the economy and make the U.S. more competitive. The meeting will take place at the State Dining Room. Later today, Biden will sign an executive order to make sexual harassment an offense in the Uniform Code of Military Justice and to strengthen the military's response to domestic violence and the wrongful broadcast or distribution of intimate visual images. A majority of Americans are choosing not to get the COVID-19 booster shot.
The CDC reports 40% of fully vaccinated Americans have received a booster dose. The average number of booster shots dispensed per day in the U.S. has plummeted from a peak of 1 million in early December. It fell to about 490,000 as of last week. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
After months of speculation, Democrat Congresswoman and Speaker 81-year-old Nancy Pelosi will seek re-election. Here's part of that announcement on Tuesday.
When people ask me what are the three most important issues facing the Congress, I always say the same thing. Our children, our children, our children. Their health, their education, the housing and economic security of their families, a clean, safe environment in which they can thrive, and a world at peace and where they are all welcome and in which they can reach their fulfillment. That is my why I am in Congress, for the children. This is my story, and this is my song. As you hear me say, when you're in the arena, you have to be able to take a punch or throw a punch for the children. In terms of health, my first words on the floor of the House were to fight against HIV/AIDS, to fight the disease and discrimination. And that is why I am running for re-election to Congress and respectfully seek your support. I would be greatly honored by it and grateful for it. Thank you so much.
The Red Cross on Wednesday said humanitarian aid to Tonga is picking up steam after the airport was cleared of ash, making it safe for planes to land days after a volcanic eruption and tsunami devastated the South Pacific island chain. The Australian government said it will provide an additional $1.43 million in humanitarian funding to Tonga. I'm Lance Pryde. This is USA Radio News.